We will now move on to work above reason, selected excerpts from the sources, continuing with excerpt number 50.
It's not me reading.
Yes. So, excerpt number 50 from Rabash. What is man and what is beast in the work? When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but it is all only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing, and he is completely empty. And he can fill this empty place only with a promegant. Meaning, if he goes above reason, which is called the exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and with this he fills the emptiness in which he is right now. It follows that were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on a path towards achieving dvekut, meaning an equivalence of form, called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public, who suffice for the practices they observe, those people do not feel themselves as empty, but rather as full of mitzvot. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestow, they feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, that is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator.
Meaning that we have to make an effort to the best of our ability to feel ourselves, meaning our reason, our opinion, and to try to imagine what is called, in comparison to that, the reason or the view of the Creator. And in that gap, the difference between my own views and the view of the Creator, I want to see how to traverse that distance between my own reason, me as I am now, and above my reason, which is the reason or view of the Creator, which is bestowal and love. How do I transition from one to the other? And within the society, we have... This is a plane that's right in front of us. I think of myself always. I'm always within myself. With that, there is a 10, which holds a different view, a different opinion, different reason, different feeling. And so I need to take that step every time to skip from being clothed in myself and my own views to being clothed in the views and opinions of the ten, and to take another such step and another step into them, and the more such excursions I do, meaning elevating myself from my reason to their reason, from my will to their will, as it is written, make his will your own. By that we advance, each and every one of us. And so, in order to help us achieve some kind of identification with him, with the Creator, what did he do? He cannot make himself accessible to us. Why? Because this is a force, a spirit, so to speak. So he made it such that he created one will to receive and broke it into many different individual parts. And so by adapting myself to the desires of others, as it is written, make his will your own, by that I perform such exercises through which I emerge from myself more and more and enter the public, the others. These others, meaning those who yearn for the Creator. When I want to come out of myself and be together with him, by that I acquire his force of bestowal, and more so until I come to a state where I include everyone. And by that I reach the end of correction and complete adhesion with the Creator. And so the more a person comes out of himself and adheres to the public, to the ten, there one finds all 125 degrees of his advancement from his current state to the end of correction. Clear? No questions? So we will continue. I suppose that you are all learned, that you all understand everything, and I'm glad about that also. Perhaps you can read it again, Gilad.
Yes, so we will read again, excerpt number 50 from Rabash, what is man and what is beast in the work. When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator. Rather, it is all for his own benefit.
This is what he discovers that he has in his mind, his heart, in intentions, thoughts, desires, in everything he has. It's only self-benefit. That's how one is built. If he examines himself properly, that's what he discovers. And
in that state, he feels that he has nothing and he is completely empty. And he can fill this place only with pomegranate. Meaning, if he goes above reason, which is called the exaltedness of the Creator.
How can he advance? Only on the condition that the Creator is more important to him than himself. Then he will elevate the Creator above himself and will want to take upon his qualities, his reason, his state, his level, and he will leave himself behind. But this has to be for him the most sought-after thing.
In other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and with this, he feels the emptiness in which he is right now. It follows that, were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, meaning an equivalence of form called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public who settle for the practices they observe. These people do not feel themselves as empty, but rather as full of mitzvot.
If they don't lack the exaltedness of the Creator, without which they cannot advance, then they feel that they're stuck in place, that they have no need or nowhere to advance to. They can remain as they were every day to do the same, and it's fine.
However, specifically those who want to achieve bestow feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason.
To give them the power of bestowal, because that is what they lack. And if you don't receive the power of bestowal from the Creator, there is nowhere else to get it from. And so they remain completely separate, disconnected from the upper force, and so they're like beasts. Because Adam, the human, that's someone connected to the Creator, similar to the Creator.
Which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator.
The exaltedness, the greatness, the importance of the Creator needs to be for me something which is above myself. And so I will always want to somehow achieve it, get to it, for it to control me, to guide me, for it to be something that I'm constantly disposed towards, aspiring towards. Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. You said that I clove in the views of the friends, of the ten, in their desires. And there are 125 degrees of ascent. That is, I have some feeling of connection, of clothing in them. How are the 125 degrees manifested here?
Those 125 degrees, that's how our entire will to receive divides according to levels of magnitude of the will to receive from 0 to 100%. And so each time we have to discover a greater will to receive, whereupon we feel that we are even further away from the Creator, and we need to equalize our form with His, meaning to acquire the quality of bestowal, the power of bestowal, and then we come to resemble Him. Now, when we come closer to Him, to some extent, resembling Him, we discover even greater, with greater accuracy and precision, how ways in which we're not like Him, and so we advance. The will to receive keeps being revealed, keeps being disclosed more and more, and accordingly we have to correct it so that instead of in order to receive, it is in order to bestow. And that's the whole work.
That is, each moment of ascent is an ascent about reason.
The degrees from 0 to 125, the degree of the Creator, that's only through above reason, meaning that each time we acquire a greater force that will ride upon the power of reception. Santiago.
Amado Rav, ¿cómo podemos acelerar el avance dentro de la...
Beloved Rav, How can we accelerate the progress of the 10? Mostly in this moment where it feels like we're making an attack.
We cannot receive the power of correction from any source but for the Creator, and from the Creator through the Ten, meaning this force can come to us only on the condition that we want to come to resemble the Creator. In our example for how we come to resemble the Creator, that is the Ten. And so it turns out that I have no choice. I must integrate into the Ten, and in the Ten to seek the Creator. Because if I come to the Ten, in the Ten, to some proper form of connection, if I get it there, I begin to feel there immediately, to some extent, the power of bestowal. Baltia 1.
Рав, что является основой для работы на Творца?
Рав, what is the foundation of the work for the Creator? Is it the greatness and then emptiness and greatness again, or what is it like?
It's only the greatness of the Creator, in my estimation, which I develop through the friends, that allows me to turn to Him correctly and to request these powers from Him. And when I obtain that, it falls not because the Creator falls, God forbid, but because my will to receive grows. In me, a new will to receive awakens, a greater one. And so the Creator, as a result, falls. And I again have to work on the greatness of the Creator in the society. And so, to rise with the greatness of the Creator above my own will to receive, and so I advance every time. Yes, that's how it works. BBUK. We can't hear you properly.
All right.
So
Latin 4. Latin 4. Lo shomim.
We can't hear you, Latin 4.
Shalom, Rab, ¿me escucha?
Shalom, yes, yes.
Hello, Rav, do you hear me?
Shalom, Rav. Cuando se está haciendo un trabajo espiritual correcto,
hello, Rav. So when you do spiritual work, correct spiritual work, and a person is already in Lishma, can he have more criticism over the effort of what is happening with friends? Can you repeat, please?
Rab, cuando se está haciendo el trabajo Rab. Espiritual correcto de conexión con los amigos,
when we do más crítico, the correct spiritual work, can a person be more critical and less, you know, conformist?
The more advanced a person is in his spiritual work, the more he understands how difficult it is. And so he's not critical with respect to others. He understands that he receives the quality of chassadim, grace or mercy, and so he knows better how to relate to others.
Moldova.
В статье говорится, что человек должен видеть величие Творца в вере, а не в знании.
It's written in the article that you need to see the exaltedness of the Creator in faith and not in reason. How can we not err here?
We discover the Creator in faith and not in reason. Faith means bestowal. according to the equivalence of my bestowal with the Creator's bestowal, according to the equivalence of the measure of bestowal, as much as He bestows, you bestow. Accordingly, I enter into contact with the Creator. According to our forces of bestowal, the Creator bestows something to me, not much, but enough to be able to understand His bestowal and resemble it, and I need to resemble it. This is the meaning of make your desires His desire. And accordingly, there's communication between us, contact. We can understand one another. Through this connection that I built, I begin to acquire reason. But first, there has to be connection through bestowal, through faith, and faith has to be always greater than reason. BBUK.
Good morning, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't ready last time to talk. I'm asking from the Creator to help me nullify myself. And then I receive more ambition, yearning. I discover more of a yearning to enjoy beastly pleasures. If I feel that fear, meaning I find myself between the group and the external world, and if I feel this fear, let's say to fall, can I use this fear as something that will constantly protect me?
That's exactly the fear, correct trepidation that can guard you, protect you. A person who understands or feels how weak he is, and he understands he needs the support of the environment, the Creator, by that he protects himself from falling. Ita 4.
Ieri nella nostra decina abbiamo fatto tantissimi sforzi.
Yesterday in our 10 we did many efforts.
Quindi a fine serata c'era questa sensazione generale
to connect to the greatness of the Creator. And at the end of the day, there was this general feeling that we were all connected and incorporated with one another. Then this morning, I felt myself so disconnected, I couldn't find even the words to understand what Rav was saying to us. I felt emptied. So the question is, whether this is the right direction of the work?
Of course. What do you think? You're going to stay in the same state. You would have stayed in that same state, and that's it. How good is that? What good is that? It's like a little child who got a piece of candy and is so happy. It fills him, and he wants nothing besides it. So let's say he remains with this candy. Is that, I think it's a good state. He needs to feel that the time of this candy passes and he needs to move on in life, of course. Of course, after a great ascent, you have a great, a deep fall. And you have to continue working again because ahead of you is an even greater ascent. Don't be such a young kids and be happy with so little. I'm very happy about those things. I'm happy to hear about the descents, the fact that you fell more than the ascents. Because the descent, when you fall, you come to new empty vessels that the Creator has given you. So all the more so, it's good that he's given you an opportunity to work and to come even closer to him. So let's go.
Cup U1. Cup U1.
Hello, Rav. Thank you very much. My question is, what is the symbolism of the pomegranate? And why does he say he can fill this place only with the pomegranate? Thank you.
Kol aliyah shelanu iyachola liyot.
every ascent of ours can have validity only with the Rimon, pomegranate, the Romemut, the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. And that is written Rimon, pomegranate. The righteous, those who justify the Creator, are like a pomegranate, because many, many times they've worked on the greatness, exaltedness of the Creator. Santiago? What's up with them today?
In this state of the coronavirus, we can see an ascent in the unity of ours in the Ten. How can we convert this rise in quantity of participation to a rise in the quality of the connection between them?
Think about it. That this connection should also be a qualitative one. Meaning you demand connection for the sake of attaining the goal, to that each one connects to the other in a sharper way in order to attain the goal, to push everyone towards the goal, to pull everyone towards the goal. This will be your advancement. Baltics.
Good morning. You said that the exaltedness of the Creator is something I acquire in the Ten. I feel like we're working in a very good way, and I feel the exaltedness of the Ten, but I don't feel the sublimity of the Creator. Do I need to aim myself from the greatness and exaltedness of the Ten to the exaltedness of the Creator, or is it enough, the general feeling that the Ten is great?
That's a question. Why do I need the greatness of the Ten? I need the greatness of the Ten in order to reveal in it the greatness of the Creator, because the greatness of the Creator is the force of my correction. First of all, the force of correction. Once I correct myself, I can turn to the Creator in order to connect to Him, in order to bestow to Him, to be like Him, to reach equivalence of form with Him. The Ten is my kli, Ten Sfirot, my partsuf, my soul. In it I work with the Creator. And if those Ten Sfirot are just there, partsuf, what do I get out of it? I need to make sure that I don't just close myself in the Ten in such a way that it's enough for me to be among them. Then it's like a gang of criminals. They care for one another. They're loyal to one another. They live nicely. Let's say this society of criminals. We exist in the Ten only to reveal the Creator. Without that, you don't need a Ten. The end of the action has to be in the initial thought. Consider this. There is no correct Ten unless the Creator is in its center. Its center, meaning in their desire, the center of their vision, their bullseye. Otherwise, it's not called a Ten. When you make a circle, what do you circle it around? Around its center. This radius that you use to surround the center. It's the center that's important. Without that, you're not making a circle. How do you circle yourself? In what are you equal in your attitude towards the center, towards the Creator? Don't take Him out of the connection between you, otherwise you're just becoming like any other gang, a street gang.
Можно уточнить вопрос?
Да.
Can I sharpen the question? Are these my efforts for myself in building this center? Or the 10 needs to supply me this 10?
You, together with the 10, need to build the center of the 10. No one is giving the other. Even if when you are receiving something from the other, you should always do it with the preparation. Otherwise, you won't feel it. Because all of those spiritual discernments, we have to participate with them. We have to give them strength. Hence, you have to build the center of the tent together, and you do it through the connection with the friends, as we learn about it from Rabash's articles about the society.
Meaning, I receive something from the tent, some feeling of security, of confidence, and through them, I need to somehow bring it back to the tent with my efforts to give back my part.
Right, Makto.
Дорогой учитель, скажите, пожалуйста, как нам постоянно пребывать в ощущении?
Dear teacher, please tell us, how can we constantly be in a sensation that the one that's being talked about in the article is us, the world kli?
We have to work on it constantly. There's no trick. Only to invest in it more and more. Ita tu.
Rav, gli esseri umani stanno riprendendo piano piano il loro ritmo non naturale. Tu giustamente ci dici che
people are gradually going back to their routine, and you justly you're telling us that more viruses will come if we don't connect between us. How can we do a dissemination that will explain this without scaring people?
This is something you have to learn. You have to learn how to approach a stranger with love towards him. In loving him, you will not make mistakes.
Rav, tell us please, once Kabbalists I heard even tried to get rid of their money in the evening so that nothing will remain for them. Today, it's customary to keep an account. When you reach a certain degree of importance, do you have to also make a corporeal change? Is it possible to somehow save and package this importance, or do you have to throw it in order to accumulate it each time anew?
No, you don't need to. You just need to work towards friends. Don't do anything with money or anything like that. Just do your work. Make money. Bring it to your family. And work in your tent. And whatever you make in the tent, bring it to the tent. You have a family and you have a tent. That's enough to advance.
It's several days that I'm feeling like an animal that's been burdened with many problems. And I come to the tent and I come out with the same feeling. How to ask the Creator to replace that load? Because I'm feeling like I'm receiving the virus here, like to the environment that I have to go back to.
Didn't understand his question.
He's saying he feels so loaded with this charge, this on his beast. And when he comes to the ten, he's leaving with the same feeling, like he is going back to the outside, that there's no difference. Coming to the ten, you're supposed to receive some kind of upliftment, and when he comes out, he feels with the same feeling. There's no difference between being in the ten or being on the outside.
the creator is playing such tricks with him. He has to resist it. He has to come to the ten and quietly should speak less than everyone. Enter the ten and get incorporated there as much as possible with his heart. Look for his new place, the depth, in the depth of the heart of the ten, and come to a state where he understands, where he feels, I'm sorry, he has a new heart, a new place, and to begin to work from there. Toronto 1.
Здравствуйте, слышите меня?
Но.
А у меня такой вопрос. Мне вот понравилось, как вы сказали.
The question is, I liked what you said, that I am one who's only thinking about myself, and when I enter the ten, I become another. I work with the desire of the ten. Where are those sufferings that Rabash was talking about, where he's pointed at himself and said, let it suffer? On one hand, I need to nullify myself to enter the ten in order to show how I'm suffering, or do I need to put everything into the ten and to suffer there? Meaning me with my will to receive.
You should read the articles that Rabash writes. Don't wait for us to read everything. He writes about it. You have to come clean to the group. Clean. As clean as possible. And then you'll be incorporated in the group. That's it. Belarus.
Belarus. Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, в чем разница... Rav,
say please, what's the difference between when we ask for the greatness of the Creator and asking for the force to believe in the greatness of the Creator?
When I'm asking for the greatness of the Creator, and I'm asking for it when I have no strength to ask about the greatness of the Creator, then I ask for the strength, the force of prayer. It's called a prayer before a prayer. To have the possibility of coming to pray for having the greatness of the Creator. And then the Creator will ultimately grow. This is the meaning of the living Creator shall grow in my eyes. And accordingly, I will receive the strength, the forces to yearn to Him. And now we're going to a song and to Pticha.
יש קול שמתעורר מבפנים, מבקש את הטעם שבחיים. האיסורים והמחובים, כל שנות החיים למי אנו מהנים. ואם נקשיב לכל הקריאה, לא נסחף בהבלי הבריאה. נגיע לפתרון אחידה, על כל הפשעים תכסה אהבה. מעשרה עולה תפילה, והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה. מעשרה עולה תפילה, והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה. בזמן התפילה, זמן של חיבור, זמן של בחירה. ושיר שעולה ונשמע, הולך ונגלה מתוך הדממה. החברים עומדים בליבי, רואים את כל מה שבנשמע. נשמתי